Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Woo, we made it through another Monday show. Who would have thought?
You're sounding very much like about Monday Ellie at the moment, aren't you?
Oh, no. One day we should do a segment where we compare Friday Ellie and Monday Ellie segments. And just note the differences.
We should go back. If you're listening to this right now, just pause the catch-up. You can hit pause on your phone or computer, however you're listening to us.
Mm.
Go above, hit Friday's podcast intro, listen to that, and then come back to this and tell us the difference.
No, but I had a reason today. Today I was pretty good being Monday early, but then I got a migraine halfway through the show, and that really threw me.
Yeah, you should have probably just gone home and let me do the show myself.
Well, you tell me that now, because I remember at the time I was like, all this pain, couldn't see anything in my eyes, and you were like, Ellie, stop being such a wuss.
Yeah, no, I came around. I even had to do some work to help you out.
Yeah, no,
I had
you
to do
did.
Like chop one interview. So much work
so
to help
much
you out.
Work.
When
so
Ellie has a migraine, the show, it falls apart, guys.
It's crazy because I can't see for half an hour. We don't put Alpha Bucks in the podcast, do we?
No.
Oh, shame, because during Alpha Bucks, I literally was reading the questions and I couldn't quite see them and I couldn't quite like use my brain properly, so it was really difficult.
It's pretty well the same as your Saturday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, to be fair. To be fair, I'm blind then too.
Which we talk about, actually.
Oh, yeah, no, I wasn't blind when that happened, but I nearly died on the weekend, guys.
Yeah,
I was just a bit tipsy.
You'd had a few, let's
just
be honest.
Few, yeah, just a few, like literally.
For radio's sake, you said you'd had a few, but meanwhile, you were blind.
Yeah, I can tell you catch up. I was off my face.
Well,
no,
that,
I wasn't.
That might explain your migraines.
Yeah, maybe. That's a good point. Maybe I should stop drinking.
Maybe it's a beer and Coke Zero hangover. That's all you've got.
Anyone who listens to this show regularly must think I'm such a booze hound. I promise I'm not.
Yeah, my grandma said the other day, I was speaking to her, she said you should send her to AA. Nah, she didn't. Shout out to grandma who listens every day.
Yeah, morning, grandma. I miss you. Come on the show soon, please.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. I got to go get some more Panadol in me. In fact, can you do all the what?
All the work.
All the work?
Nah.
Please, Josiah, why do you hate me?
Push through. You've got a migraine.
See, told you. Call me a wuss. All right, enjoy the catch up, guys. Bye. It's really hard for me to say. Bye.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie. One room. 24 hours. No access to the outside world. It's Josiah and Ellie's Black
Very nervous about this.
Well, we don't know much about what's going on, and a lot of questions by you and I over the weekend, and I had people coming up to you going, you guys are going to be locked in a room. What are you doing? I'm like, well, I actually don't know.
Well, that's the thing. People keep asking us questions, and this is all out of our control. So our friend, we'll call you a friend, Boss Benny, joined us on the show the other week. Morning, Benny.
Now I'm your friend. You guys, yeah, good.
Morning. It was friend with a question mark at the end.
Yeah, but yourself.
Friends aren't really responsible for our pay rises, so I wouldn't call him a friend.
True. Friends also aren't responsible for locking us in a room for 24 hours. So
how entertaining is this going to be? It's going to be so good to watch you guys squirm.
You know, we should change his name to Ben Fritzel.
And for those that get that joke, I apologise. What do you want to know? All these questions. What do you got?
So, okay, what we've gathered since you came on the show the other day is that you have commandeered the boardroom here at work.
Yes.
On Wednesday.
Correct.
And we are going to be on Facebook Live for 24 hours.
Has he got some more German jokes?
No, I just received a text off a mate about what we're going to be doing in the room. I can't read it out on the radio.
Ah. Put
No, yeah. Nothing like that.
No,
get your
we're
going to
be streaming live. If you two did anything like that, I'm in a lot of trouble.
Not, it's not what it is.
Okay, good. Well, okay, let's just get back on track here. So we're going to be streaming this live on Facebook.
Correct.
So anyone in the Goulburn Valley, in fact, anyone in the world can tune in at any time.
Correct.
And see what we're doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Apologise if it's boring.
Yeah,
ahead
what
of time.
Are we going to do? Like,
let me just set this up. Actually, let me just set this
can
up.
You tell us? So
this is why this started, guys, is the two of them fiddle with their phones all the time. They're glued to it, whether it be Instagram, whether it be Snapchatting, or whether it be something or other. And particularly in meetings with these two, they fiddle with their phones. They're always on their phones. So I want to see what happens if we take them away from you, lock you in a room. Now, this happens for 24 hours where they've got no access to their phones, the outside world, and I'm taking away time.
One of the girls at soccer said, all right, you're doing it to get rid of technology. Why can't you have board games then? Because you're literally just letting Ellie and
True.
I be in a room
Can
with
we
nothing.
Have some Yahtzee.
It's literally
well,
nothing.
Well, here's the deal, right? So there's going to be challenges in place,
no,
but
naked.
Like the show Survivor, there'll be challenges across the day that will come with rewards.
It is my dream to go on Survivor.
Okay. Right. So, for example, like whatever, it might just be a
naked twister.
No, nothing
there's
naked.
There's no nude stuff, dude.
Okay.
Ground rules, no nakedness.
Okay. both of you, leave pants on at all time.
Done. Yes.
Ellie, are you sure?
Look at you, Chaney.
I'm going to wear 6 pairs of pants. I'm going to wear so many layers.
Keep your gear on, Miss Chaney. This sort of thing. But the main thing is I'm stripping everything out of... I'm keeping everything away from you guys because I want to see how you guys actually react in an environment where it's just the two of you. You literally only have each other for stimulation.
This could make or break
actually,
us.
Can you not
say the word? We'll either be divorced at the end of this,
Ellie. I meant that in the nicest
way. Or we will be naked. It'll be one of the two. It'll be one of the two.
You're not going to be starkers.
No, I'm just saying.
So what are the questions, though? Nakedness?
That was a 3-minute opener. We haven't answered any of your questions.
So basically what I'm gathering is at the end of Wednesday's show at 9 o'clock on the dot.
You're in the room.
You're setting us up basically like monkeys in a zoo. And then we're not allowed out till 6 a.m. the next day.
Correct.
I have to stare at Ellie with nothing to do, even overnight, with a camera that's streaming us the whole time. That's
going
to send me nuts. You know I've got ADD.
Yeah, but for example, this is the great thing is that what are you going to always get? You have to entertain each other. You're going to have to talk.
I'm going to make you... I could write a rap for you.
Could you?
Do you want me to sing a rap for you?
Can you braid hair?
Yeah, I could braid your hair.
Will that take 24 hours?
I'm not actually very good at it.
You could give Jay a shave. He could shave your legs. I don't know.
Oh.
Okay. All right. If you've got any suggestions of things that we could do to fill the time in the 24 hours, please get in touch with us. Hit GV on Insta, hit Goblin Valley on Facebook. If you don't already like those platforms either, make sure you do so you can watch us.
It'd be well worth it. Yeah. I do apologise. When we sleep, I can't imagine it being the most entertaining
vision. There's also that rule, which is only one person can sleep at one time. I'll have all the rules for you tomorrow, so make sure you listen to this show.
I push-ups the whole time because I'm such a beast.
What's that line? Where there's a door, there's a gym.
Yeah, except there's no doors in this case.
That's just Jay's mate from soccer.
Yeah.
All right, well, keep it tuned here, guys, because the next couple of days will be very interesting. And follow us on those platforms. Thank you, Boss Benny, I guess, for coming in today. Tomorrow we'll learn more about the lock-in, the blackout.
It's so Wednesday, guys.
You're going to want to see this.
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Melbourne Storm fans, come at me. Including yourself, Ellie.
Oh, yeah, that's me. That's my team, right?
You're a Storm fan. My Canberra Raiders, you know I'm a diehard fan. We played you guys in the prelim down in Melbourne on Saturday night. It was a brilliant game. The Raiders scoring with 3 minutes to go, winning 12-10.
It was controversial, the win, wasn't it? From all accounts?
One of their players with a minute to go caught the ball off the kickoff, which means they would have had possession with a minute to go and attacked. And he was deemed to have put his arm into touch, but then the replay showed his hand never touched the sideline.
Yeah, nah, it did.
You win some, you lose some. It definitely didn't, though.
Yeah, but which way? As a Storm supporter, what should I say?
No, you're upset.
Oh, I'm upset.
Yeah, yeah.
That was so bad. Such a bad call.
As a Raiders fan, sucked in. Anyway, controversial game from the get-go. As the Raiders ran out onto the field, one of our players, Joey Leilua, he was running out, and obviously when the players run out, fireworks go off and whatnot. A stray firework went and hit him in the eye. This is before the kickoff, right? It was everywhere over the weekend, and he went down and he was complaining he could not see. He was completely blind in that eye. And so the game stopped and the kickoff was delayed by a few minutes until they could sort it out. Turns out he couldn't take the field because he obviously couldn't see, so he had to go to the change rooms pre-game with the trainer, and they had to try find out what would happen. And they looked and they said there's nothing there. And he's stressing. He's like, well, I can't see. So what they had to do is lift his whole eye lid completely off and up. And there was a piece of ash sitting up above his eyelid. The trainer somehow removed that. He said it was one of the most painful things he's ever felt. Pulled the ash out and instantly he could see again.
Oh. Do you reckon he could sue the stadium for that?
Well, they said that, and they tried at the end of the game when they interviewed our coach. He said accidents happen.
Oh, that's
at the end of the day. Like, NRL obviously need to come out and do something about safety because if not for that, something else. What's even worse is they made us waste a sub on it. They didn't even give us a free interchange on it. Anyway, that's a side story.
What, like a meatball sub?
No, very different sub. So he got it out in the end, but he was complaining about a sore eye the whole game, and he was the one that set up the match-winning try for the Raiders as well. So he did very well.
Imagine if he never came on.
You ever had something weird in your eye?
Well, a similar thing happened to my cousin, actually. She was on a boat over in Perth every year on Australia Day. They do the skyworks, so like massive fireworks and stuff. And they were on a boat watching it. And she got a bit of cardboard from the firework in her eye, had to go to hospital, get it extracted and everything, nearly made her blind.
How did she get it out? They literally operated to get it out?
I'm not sure exactly whether she had to have surgery or whether they just went in with a pair of tweezers. Oh. I know. I'm so sorry to say that.
Which is what I think he did on the weekend. Because I'm like, I don't know how else you get a piece of ash up from underneath your eyelid.
Yeah. It's dangerous. 13, 12, 16. We want to know this morning, Goulburn Valley. What'd you get in your eye?
Yeah, was it something simple? Like I've had sun cream stuck in my eye. I accidentally squirted a stray bit of bottle went straight into the eye. I tell you what, it sounds like a bit of a laugh. Yeah. I couldn't see for about 2 hours. Mm. I was whinging for so long, washing it with water. It's painful. Bit of sun cream in the eye.
We're not quite a firework, but close enough. Hey, we'll take stories big and small this morning. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call. What'd you get in your eye?
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Let's go to Anna from Kyabram. Anna, what got in yours, my friend?
Oh, a few months ago, I was walking in the park quite late at night, like sort of late afternoon, early evening, and something fell from the sky and went into my eye and it was gooey and I'm pretty sure it was bat poo.
Awesome.
Oh, no.
Awesome. How did that feel? Isn't it good luck if you get pooed on by a bird?
Not by a bat, though.
Yeah, this was a bat and it went in my eye and it was quite sore for a while.
Yeah. Did you, like, cry a little bit? Like, did you have tears coming out that was infiltrated by bat poo?
Yeah, like a bit of vomiting as well. It's just not a great combo.
No.
It's not something you want in your eye, is it, bat poo?
It's not something you want in your eye. That's a really, really good thing to point out, Josiah. Well done.
Is your new nickname Bat Woman, Anna? Or?
Yeah. Well, apparently, like, if bats poo on cars, it can strip the paint. So I worry about the what's in that poo.
Yeah, sorry to say, but you're probably going to be blind for a while.
Yes, that acidity, they do see that. As soon as your car gets pooed on, wash it straight away because you're right, Anna, it does strip the paint.
Yeah, which is scary.
Mechanic Sharla.
Yeah, geez, you've got it all, don't you? All right, well, good luck with that. Keep it clean and maybe keep your eyes closed in the future.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Another nickname we should give her is Pink Eye.
Oh, whoa.
Imagine explaining that one to the kid. How do you get Pink Eye? Oh, bat pooed in my eye.
No, fair call, though.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie. Baby.
I throw out riddles. You guys have to answer them. It's as simple as that. I am the riddle master because I am too simple to be able to answer them. Before the song, I threw out this one. Imagine you're in a room that is filling with water. There's no windows, no doors, guys. How do you get out?
Eric from Shep's on the line. He wants to have a crack at it this morning. Morning, Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hello,
yes. Hey, buddy. You reckon you know the answer to that riddle?
I reckon you swim out.
I mean, it's not a bad guess. You're in a room that is filling with water. Imagine that. There are no windows, no doors. How do you get out? You swim out. It is incorrect, unfortunately, Eric.
Nah, no worries.
Mate, appreciate the call.
Let's move on to Donna in Cobram. Donna, any thoughts what that answer could be?
Well, I think I was never in the room because I was imagining.
The Donna kebab has got it. Bang.
Oh, because you said imagine you're in a room.
Stop imagining, guys. It's easy as that, isn't it, Donna?
Donna.
Yeah.
You're feeling very alert for a Monday morning. What are you up to?
Actually, on my way to work.
Oh, lovely. Well, let's see if you can get this next one as well, all right?
No worries.
Why would a man living in Kyabram not be buried in Tatura?
Oh, I'm going to...
Ellie, very switched on this morning. Any idea at all, Donna? Why would a man living in Kyabram not be buried in Tatura?
Because he's still living.
Donna is on fire as well.
Donna, where do you work? Because they're lucky to have you. You're a very switched on person.
New America Hospital.
Oh, well, that is the best place to be switched on, I tell you.
You know what? Next time I need to have an operation, I'm coming there.
Same. All right, let's see if we can make it 3 from 3 this morning.
This one's a bit difficult. I threw it in there because I thought the other two were quite easy, okay?
Oh, make them be harder.
I know, I'm making your work here. A lot of counting and imagining here. How many letters are there in the English alphabet? It's a simple one.
26.
How many letters are there in the English alphabet? 26 is the obvious answer. That is incorrect, though, Donna. Let's think logically, guys. How many letters are there in the English alphabet? Ellie, come on, use your imagination.
I'm counting on my fingers here. 13, 12, 16, if you know the answer, by the way.
Any idea at all besides 26? Donna, where's your brain working at the moment? How many letters are there in the English alphabet?
Can I have a guess?
Go on.
Is it eight? A-L-P-H-A-B-E-T.
You're incorrect, but what you're doing is very spot on. How many letters are there? You're on the right track in the English alphabet.
Eight.
Come on.
E-N-G-L-I-S-H. 15?
I'm trying to drive and spell here.
How many letters are there in the English alphabet?
Oh, stop it.
Hang on.
All right. We're going to have to move on. Hello. Who have we got here?
Hi, it's Chelsea.
Chelsea. How many?
Is it 14?
Oh, it's not. The English alphabet. There's 15 in English alphabet. How many in the English alphabet? Come on, Chelsea.
17.
Oh, keep going. 15, the English alphabet. How many in the letter the?
Oh, my God. Is it 18?
Bang!
We got there.
A lot of people screaming at their radios this morning. Chelsea, well done. What are you up to this morning?
Just heading to work.
Lovely. What town are you calling from?
I'm from
Wanyu.
Well, you've taken out Meet Me in the Riddle this morning, Chelsea. Good job. You swooped in at the end
Chelsea,
there like a magpie.
Chelsea, you won you.
Yeah. Yeah.
<That's>
Good one.
Terrible.
Meet Me in the Riddle. We'll be back next week.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Josiah, I nearly died on the weekend. 13, 12, 16. I want to talk about near-death experiences because there's a very good chance that this morning all you would have played, all you could have been playing on the radio was this.
Now, is this a beat-up? Because all morning you've been talking about this moment over the weekend where you nearly died.
No, I did. I genuinely saw my life flash before my eyes. So
was it when the West Coast Eagles lost?
It was very close to that. So I was at the footy at the MCG on Friday night and the Eagles, my team, lost and I was devastated about it. So I was kind of walking home in a bit of a trance, you know. I was being abused by Geelong supporters just for wearing my colours. I had to take my Eagles beanie off and put it in my pocket because I was sick of it.
In their defence, you would have done the same if you
knew. No, I'm a good supporter. Anyway, so I'm walking down, is it Swan? No, it's not Swan Street. Punt Road, I think, in Melbourne, back towards kind of South Melbourne. And I was looking where I was going, but I also wasn't really in the right headspace.
So you were hammered drunk?
No, I was not. I'd had like three, maybe four beers throughout the night. So I was fine. Like I was, you know, probably too much to drive, but still fine.
3,000.
Anyway, there's this little kind of intersection. Actually, it's a massive intersection where there's the main intersection and then there's a little lane for the cars turning left, right? So they're coming down Punt Road and then they're going left. And it's quite a fast turn for them because it's not quite a full-on left-hand turn. It's just a veer off to the left.
So they smack it. They don't need to slow down for anything.
Well, they should be slowing down because they're driving in the middle of a city. But the car that nearly got me didn't slow down. To be fair to them, it was a green man type situation and I didn't wait for the green man because I was just following my boyfriend. He was walking in front of me.
Oh, so you were jaywalking?
No, okay.
So you nearly died because of a stupid decision? Obey the rules, there'd be no near-death experience. That's what I'm guessing here.
I admit that, yes, I should have waited for the green man, but also I looked to my right and there was nothing coming. Anyway, so I start crossing the road and all of a sudden this car comes out of nowhere on the horn and stops just in front of me and I froze in fear. Like I didn't run either way. I literally froze, which is not the right thing to do in that situation, but, you know, those three beers really got to me. and this guy yells out of the car, like, "What are you doing?" Starts abusing me and I'm just frozen in panic and I instantly like snap out of it and run off to the side of the road and he speeds off and keeps going into the night. Anyway,
how was the adrenaline through your body?
Yeah, huge. So much so that I burst into tears on the side of the road.
Oh, Ellie.
I was like, I genuinely nearly just died. Like it was actually life flash before my... You know how in the movies when you see someone get hit by a car and the headlights like glare in their face and they kind of... That was what it was for me.
You know what's funny though? And my dad said this to me before. The guy had time to beep his horn.
Yeah.
Mate, I reckon focus on not hitting a human being before you start beeping the horn. And I'm the same. My first reaction is hit the brakes, beep at the same time, where you probably should just be focusing on braking, not killing someone.
And also, not abusing me. I know I did the wrong thing. Okay, I learnt that lesson by nearly dying. You don't need to call me names.
No, because you need to know. Like those tears, will you ever cross the line without a green little man again?
No, I tell you what.
Exactly.
The rest of the night, I was looking both ways.
This man taught you a lesson.
No.
You may not have learnt that lesson merely by him nearly hitting you, but the fact that he followed through with a bit of abuse kind of put the dessert on top, and now you know not to do again, Ellie.
I mean, I know not to... like cross the road and get hit by a car. I've known that for a very long time, but this just...
Aren't you a judge's daughter?
Yes.
Jaywalking's illegal. You know what? If your dad's listening, he would be sick to his stomach knowing you jaywalk. You didn't wait for a green man. That is just the worst law you could ever break.
It's not my fault. I was in a bad mood. My team just lost. My team just got kicked out of the finals, okay? It was not my fault. 13, 12, 16, Goulburn Valley. Have you had a near-death experience before? I want to hear it. Was yours worse than mine? Because mine was pretty bad.
Well, we're in the Goulburn Valley. We're not in Melbourne. So maybe it was like a tractor went over you or something and you survived to tell the tale.
Oh, you fell off a horse.
Well, that's happened to me.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe we'll hear that story very soon. 13, 12, 16, if you want to get involved this morning. What was your near-death experience?
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Do you know what? My weekend was made better. So Friday night was the time when I nearly died, as we know. But then Saturday, my boyfriend won Macca's Monopoly, not once but twice. So we got a free trip to the aquarium.
What do you mean? Is that one of the prizes?
Yeah. So, you know, he literally just got a like bacon and egg McMuffin meal and got two of the Monopoly things, and both of them were like chance win aquarium
tickets.
So
you can win prizes one-off as well as if you get three houses or hotels or whatever is in Monopoly. And when you peeled it, said free aquarium tickets.
Yeah, it was an option. It was like aquarium or like Madame Two Swords and all this other stuff.
How good's that?
Yeah, it was amazing. So we got a free trip to the aquarium. It was like $35 each, but we got it for free, except Gav was too embarrassed to go in together, both having won Monopoly tickets.
Oh.
And so he made us go through by ourselves. So he went through first and he's like, okay, pretend you don't know me. And so then I had to go through and I was like, dude,
what about when you walked out together? Yeah. Same people looking at you.
What's more concerning is why are two late 20-something year olds going to the aquarium by themselves on a Saturday?
Why not? That is awesome. You know I'd love an aquarium. Did you see the penguins?
It's so embarrassing. Yeah, I saw the penguins. I saw the sharks. I saw the stingrays. I saw it all.
How good's that?
It was amazing. We were definitely the only people there without kids.
So what? Maybe that says a lot about your relationship.
I know, we're children. We had a fight over the weekend too, and I said, maybe the reason we have issues with our relationship is because we're both children going to the aquarium on a Saturday. Like, what is our problem?
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Andy and Deb from The Block join us. Morning, guys.
Hey, guys.
G'day.
Can I ask you guys, Ellie and I are going to be stuck in a room. We're calling it the blackout. Only her and I, no technology, no phones, no time, no nothing. From when we finish the show on Wednesday at 9 a.m. until 6 a.m. the very next day. If that was you two, how would you go? And you're a married couple.
Easy. Nothing.
Would it be similar to being on the block?
If you had a paintbrush and a can of paint, maybe.
Yes.
But yeah, look, I don't know if we could actually do that, guys. I think you've been set up to fail there.
Maybe that's what we need to do, Josiah. We can completely redo the room that we're locked in.
Well, this place does look like it's stuck in the 80s, so maybe you guys could come across and give us a hand as well.
Yeah, we could use your help.
We would love that.
Okay.
You could write songs or sonnets or something like that.
Yeah, look. I'm known to be a bit of a rapper, so I might give a rap a crack.
Ooh, get into it. I can't wait to hear.
All right, enough about us and our lock-in. Let's talk about The Block for a second. Going into The Block, guys, what were your thoughts about? Did you realise just how taxing it was going to be on your body and your emotional state?
No, not at all. We got in there first week. We had a rude awakening. It was the work was enormous, very, very hard.
We totally underestimated it, guys. We went in very naive. I think we set foot on the Oslo, realised what we'd done, and we were ready to run. I think day one we could have turned around and walked out.
Hey, guys, we've been playing a game with all the contestants from The Block. I think you're our last couple to play this game. So basically what we do is I'll fire off four quick questions at you guys. You have to think of the first person that comes to your mind when I say it, all right?
Righto.
I'm not going to lie, before we get into this, a lot of the other contestants have brought you two up as answers. So we'll see. It'll be interesting to see what you guys say.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
The most common answer is actually Andy. Yeah. So here we go. First of all, let's kick it off. Who's your favourite other contestant?
I'll say Tess.
Okay.
Mine's Mine's Jess.
Like it. Who is the smelliest contestant on the block?
Oh, me, I think.
No, it would have to be it's Jess. Yes, for sure.
Jess as well.
Here Do you we get go. To carry deodorant with you when you go into like each day?
Oh, I lost everything. Everything seemed to go missing in the chaos. So, yes, we had deodorant, but I could never find it.
I stood around the people for better smells that weren't on the block. Like Scotty, he was able to have a shower. So that was the best we could do, stand around people that had showers.
You just walked up and sniffed Scotty whenever you needed some fresh air.
Yeah, just get the residue of their good smell.
But when you go to the toilet, just send Scotty in there afterwards.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Walking air freshener.
All right, who's the judge that you like the most then? Is it Scotty or?
Shayna for me.
Yeah, she seems nice.
Who would you want to have a beer with the most out of any other contestant or couple?
Tess, definitely.
Running theme here, guys.
I'd have to say Luke and Tess.
I like it.
All right, we'll add that to our list. Well, Andy and Deb, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Good luck with the rest of the competition.
And thanks, guys.
Stay stinky. I like watching the block and knowing that you guys are stinky at the time.
And not sleeping.
Yeah.
All right, the block is back on television tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9.
Kid Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
So these popsicles are weird.
What in the world?
It's Josiah and Ellie's Weird Around the World.
All around the world.
All right, this story goes all around the world. It's not just in one place, it's in multiple different locations. And it's a story that makes me a little bit angry. Because the world, like there's poverty in the world, there's people dying, there's fires raging in Amazonian jungles and stuff, and yet there's also a toilet out there that's worth $1.8 million.
What's wrong with that?
Everything's wrong with that.
Ellie, you got to understand, yes, all those things are happening, and yes, they're terrible things, but life's all about balance. Sometimes you need a $1.8 million toilet, and sometimes you need to put it to good use. Stop your whinging and get on board.
You know what? I feel like what you're doing on the $1.8 million toilet, you can also do by squatting in the bush, you know?
It's a very good point. It is.
Anyway, so this toilet was made by an artist and it's supposed to reflect exactly that, the fact that, you know, no matter whether you eat a $200 lunch or a $2 hot dog, it all comes out the same place and ends up in the same fashion, which is a disgusting concept, but also really deep. Anyway, this artist's made it and it was on display in the Guggenheim.
Guggenheim.
York, which is a big old museum, where 100,000 people are thought to have used it.
Isn't that a funny thought with toilets? Not just that one toilet, but every toilet you use, the amount of people that have used that before you. Like if you go and sit on a public toilet today, think about how many millions of people may have used that toilet.
Oh, mate, I was at the footy at the MCG on Friday night.
That is the worst place to.
Literally.
That toilet is not worth $1.8 million.
No, exactly. But you know what? It should be with the amount of people that are using it. Anyway, so this $1.8 million, I can't even say the words, it's been stolen. Someone has decided that it's a good idea to steal this golden toilet.
Well, if it's made out of pure gold, why not steal a $1.8 million toilet?
But where are you going to fence the toilet?
You don't. You melt it down to pure gold and then you distribute it, turn it into ingots and sell it.
Oh, what's an ingot?
It's a slab of gold.
Is it?
Yeah. You never heard that term before. That's what they call like a rectangle cube of...
Is it?
Not a cube, a rectangle of gold. An ingot.
There you go.
You're learning something today.
I really am. But I don't understand why, A, you'd have this toilet, firstly, in the first place, what's the point? B, why wouldn't you guard it? And they reckon that they didn't have it guarded because it's connected to the plumbing, so it's going to be too hard to steal anyway, so no one's going to bother doing that.
A professional plumber might.
What about Bob from Bob's Plumbing down the street? He comes in to look at the bloody golden toilet and thinks, I could take this.
Do you think when you sit on the golden toilet, it literally transforms what you do into the golden nugget or anything like that?
I really don't.
You know when you do a wee and you're like, it's a golden shower?
Oh.
Or when you do a poo, it's like the golden nugget? Is that what happens? Because if you're sitting on a gold toilet worth $1.8 million, that is literally what sums up the golden nugget. That's the only time you can ever call it that.
And then I suppose if you use it, then you become a... a gold digger.
Kid Breakfast with Desire and Ellie.
I will perform a feat of lunatic daring.
Desire and Ellie give you Monday's Muppet.
What a Muppet.
Every Monday we highlight somebody, something, or a group of people that do something stupid. And today I'm awarding Monday's Muppet to the rugby league team, the Brisbane Broncos. Did you hear about yesterday's game?
Yeah, didn't they get smashed?
Right, it's the first week of the finals, right?
Mm.
They got pumped in a record ever finals loss, 58-0. Right?
Jeez.
You're a team that's made the finals.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what sport you follow right now, okay? You've slipped into the finals. They came eighth. They played the fifth place Parramatta, who they beat a couple of weeks ago, and they got done 58-0. To be held to zero in rugby league is very, very, very rare.
Yeah, can't I just pop it up and get, what's it called, a field goal?
That's all you could have done just to get 1 point.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
But if you get to the point where you're like, say, 54 points down, just chuck it up and kick a goal.
You could do that, Ellie. But the thing is, 58-0 for finals, they didn't even show up. For you. When you've got fans behind you, you've got a whole city behind you. All you have to do is turn up with a bit of attitude, a bit of something. But a whole entire team played like absolute Muppets yesterday. And if it was a regular season game, I wouldn't be bringing this up. Because it was the first round of the finals, where's your passion? Where's your heart, guys?
That's a pants run, isn't it?
A what?
A pants run. Didn't you do that when you were
a kid? Oh, if you get zero.
If you get zero, you have to do a pants run around the table tennis table.
We do it if it gets to the end of the season, you haven't scored a goal. Whoever hasn't scored a goal has to do a nudie run.
Okay. Well, I've asked this question before, but where would the pants run for the Brisbane Broncos be happening? Because I could do a quick trip up to Queensland.
What's the main street there? Not Cavill Ave, that's Gold Coast. They've got the, what's it called in Brisbane there? They've got like a sporting street full of pubs and clubs.
Great.
And they shut it down after a game. So I can imagine the players going down there.
Yeah.
Nah, if I was a Brisbane, I'd be too embarrassed to jump on the plane and head home.
Oh,
that's a long, long pre-season for them, isn't it?
Yeah, but think about Mad Monday. It'll be wilder than usual.
I'd be shutting the doors for that one.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
This is sports. This is sports.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Sport Talk.
All right, do we kick off Sport Talk this week with a wrap of the AFL?
Let's go straight to Friday night's game.
Do we have to?
Sorry, I was a bit loud into the mic there.
$172 I spent on tickets to go to that game. That's like 7 days' work for us here at HIT.
Well, maybe for your salary, it's an hour for me. You guys got pumped. The West Coast Eagles went down, didn't they?
Look, we did not get pumped. We did lose by 20 points. There was, bad first quarter, great second, great third, bad fourth. We would have been fine. We were ahead at three-quarter time. We were looking good. And then all of a sudden, we stopped. Geelong started. And the rest is history.
Wonder what the score would have been if you had Rioli in your team.
I know. Well, to be fair, his replacement, Petrocelli, actually played really well, so it's fine, whatever.
If you weren't drug cheats, though.
Okay,
maybe,
we're not drug cheats.
Maybe you guys would have had a chance at getting into the semis, but no.
Excuse me, the loss is very fresh, so can you not? Do you know when it was fresher? Friday night, walking home from the G, my boyfriend had a Geelong supporter come up in his face and drop a very rude word. Just walking past, and then I had to take my Eagles beanie off on the walk home because people were yelling out of their car at me.
So what? It's sport, mate.
No, it's not.
Ellie, if it was the reverse way and you guys beat them, if you guys beat Geelong, you would have done the same thing back in
their faces. No, I wouldn't. I'm a nice supporter. But something's come out of that game. Tom Hawkins has been suspended for one game, meaning he could be out next week. He's going to challenge it at the tribunal. And Toby Green as well from the GWS Giants. They also had a massive win over Brisbane over the weekend. He's also been suspended for a week.
About to talk about that game. What a game that was.
Yeah, that was a cracker.
What about the Giants? Giants?
Hold on. When were you on the Giants?
Before the start of the year, who was my team to win the flag? Remember we both had to do predictions? You said Melbourne.
I said Melbourne. Yeah, they did really
and
well.
And I said the GWS Giants.
Yeah, but they're not your team. You can't say my boys.
Semi-finalists. I was born in Western Sydney, so I have every reason to back them now. They're going to have a tough game against Collingwood, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Hey, let's go to the Ashes overnight. England has won the fifth and final Ashes test at the Oval, as the Ashes actually end in a 2-2 draw because they won that game. However, we'd already won the Ashes in the last game because no matter what the result of this, even if it's a draw, you end up taking home the Ashes anyway. So it kind of leaves a sour taste. Yeah, even though we celebrate and retain the Ashes.
Yeah.
When you just lose a match, it doesn't have the same feel.
They shouldn't play it. What's the point? If it's already been won, you know?
It's all about the money, money. But yes, I agree with you. If it wasn't for the money, then otherwise they wouldn't have. And finally as well, last night, the Boomers, the Australian basketball team, played the bronze medal game at the FIBA World Cup. They went down to France, 67-59. You know what the worst thing about fourth is? No one remembers fourth.
It's my favourite number, though. So, you know, you got that.
That counts for something. We came fourth, no medal, but it's Ellie's favourite number.
Yeah, exactly.
Good work, guys.
Just tell the basketball team that.
this This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.